HarperCollins and Harper Audio present How to Be Famous by Catlin Moran. Performed by Louise Breeley.
Author note. This is a work of fiction. Real musicians and real places appear from time to time, but everything else, the characters, what they do and what they say, are the products of my imagination. Like Johanna, I come from a large family. Grew up in a council house in Wolverhampton and started my career as a music journalist as a teenager. But Johanna is not me. Her family, colleagues, the people she meets and her experiences are not my family, my colleagues, the people I met or my experiences. This is a novel and it is all fictitious. A playlist to accompany the novel is available at www.catlinmoran.co.uk. Part 1. When I was 11, I formally resigned from the family dream. From the earliest moment I can recall, the family dream was simple. That one day we would get money from somewhere, win the pools, discover a medieval chalice at a jumble sale, or least likely of all, earn the money, and leave Wolverhampton.
When the bomb drops, we want to be on the other side of those,
Dada would say at the end of our street, pointing across the flat fields of Shropshire to the distant Black Mountains. We practically lived in the country.
If they nuke Birmingham, the fallout won't reach Wales. Those mountains are like a wall, he would add, nodding. We'll be safe there. If we get in the van and drive like fuckers, we'll be over the border in 2 hours.
It was the mid-80s when we knew for a fact that the Russians would launch a nuclear war against the West Midlands at some point. The threat was so visceral that Sting even had written a song about it, warning that it would, by and large, be bad. So we were absolutely braced for it. And so we made our plans for escape. Our dream house was a survivalist bolt hole with its own water supply, a spring or a well. We'd need enough land to be self-sufficient.
Get some polytunnels up. Get your fruit in, Dada would say,
and would have a cellar full of dried grains and guns.
To shoot the looters when they come, or commit suicide, he added, still cheerfully, if it gets too much.
The dream house was talked about so much that we all presumed it was real. We would have passionate hour-long arguments about whether to keep goats or cows.
Goats. Cows are fussy fuckers.
And possible names for the property. My mother, who had been made simple by many pregnancies, favoured a ghastly option. The Happy House. My father didn't want to give it a name.
I don't want any bastard to be able to find us in the phone book. Come the apocalypse, I'm not going to be feeling sociable.
We were poor, which was a normal thing. Everyone we knew was poor. So we all made each other Christmas presents. And that Christmas 1986, I had drawn a picture of the dream survivalist house as a present to my parents. Because it was just a drawing, I'd spared no expense on this house. There was a swimming pool in the garden and an orchard at the back. The front room was painted the colour of a peacock's wing. All the children had their own bedroom, and Chrissy's had a slide in it that went out of the window and straight into his own fairground. The house was magnificent. My mother and father looked at it with tears in their eyes. This is beautiful, Johanna, my mother said.
This must have taken you ages, Dada marvelled.
And it had. The roof was covered in fairies. Their wings had taken hours. I'd drawn veins on them. Wings, I reasoned, must have veins. There must be a vascular system. Then my mother looked at it again.
But where's your bedroom, Johanna? She asked. Have you forgotten to draw it?
Oh, no, I said, eating my breakfast mince pie. The pastry was very tough. My mother was not a gifted chef. I was glad I had topped it with a slice of cheddar cheese by way of precaution.
I'm not going to live there. I'm going to live in London.
My mother cried. Chrissy shrugged. More room for me. My father lectured me.
It is absolute certain death to live in a city, he said at one point. If the Russians don't get you, the IRA will. Civilization is a trap that will blow your knickers off.
But I didn't care if the Russians or the IRA did drop a bomb. They could drop a million bits.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?